The Ohio Valley region's opioid epidemic has become a potent political issue in campaigns from the presidential race down to the local level. Aaron Payne reports on how the results of two key races could shape how Kentucky addresses the addiction crisis.
Addiction counselor and program officer Pat Fogarty at the Healing Place in Louisville says he's seen the political discussion about addiction change for the better.
There's less stigma around addiction by the way it's been approached by our leadership.
Fogarty says he hopes leaders will provide more resources for treatment currently lacking in Kentucky.
In the more rural settings in Kentucky, we need to expand our resources and offer more elements of treatment.
And the major party candidates for president and the U.S. Senate race in Kentucky have developed different plans to keep moving forward. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton first outlined her plan to combat the epidemic in a forum broadcast last July by WMUR-TV in New Hampshire.
And welcome back to our conversation with
Clinton. Said her plan would lead with a nationwide discussion about addiction.
I want us to have a very broad-based education information campaign because some young people don't truly understand the risks.
The next step would call for a major expansion of treatment resources.
When a young person says that he or she is ready, they want help, very often they cannot find help.
Clinton's initiative proposes $10 billion to create additional resources and fund new programs. For most of the campaign, Republican nominee Donald Trump's plan lacked details. The only specific was building a wall to stop the flow of drugs from the southern border. But Trump later fleshed out his plan during an October rally in New Hampshire carried by C-SPAN.
Donald J. Trump.
The border wall is still central to Trump's plan, but he now includes more specifics on treatment for those suffering from addiction.
We'll make sure that they have the top treatment and get better.
He would seek to eliminate restrictions to treatment and its costs.
I would dramatically expand access to treatment slots and end Medicaid policies that obstruct inpatient treatment.
The two major party candidates running for U.S. Senate in Kentucky have addressed the epidemic in their campaigns. Democratic nominee Jim Gray says his plan was developed during his time as Lexington's mayor.
Prevention, treatment, and recovery. Our recovery clinics are overwhelmed, and we've got to give them more resources.
To get those resources to Kentucky, Gray says he would call for the full funding of the recently passed Comprehensive Addiction Recovery Act, or CARA.
The Congress passed the legislation, the Senate passed the legislation, but they didn't fund it. What good is legislation if you pass it and you don't fund it?
He criticized his opponent, Republican incumbent Senator Rand Paul, for voting against an omnibus spending bill which would have provided money to CARA. Paul defended his vote during a debate broadcast by KET, saying omnibus bills increase the national debt.
What we need to do is actually pass individual appropriation bills, and then CARA would have been in an individual appropriation bill, which I would have supported.
He also said the government needs to evaluate restrictions between medication-assisted treatment and those seeking help, and programs that give jobs to those in recovery would receive his support.
Part of the cure is as we get them off drugs, showing them what it's like to work and learning that get up in the morning, show up for work, and stay all day and do a good job.
Paul mentioned the Healing Place as one such program he supports. Pat Fogarty hopes future leaders support addiction treatment across the state, and if they need a reminder of what's at stake in Kentucky, he offers the story of his own journey to recovery from an opioid addiction.
If I didn't have that opportunity for recovery and the opportunity to go to the Healing Place, I would certainly be dead right now.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne.
The Ohio Valley Resource is a public media partnership covering the region's economic transition and is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.